is intelligence situated in, sorry, is determination situated in the mind or is it situated in the intelligence? It's both, because if we consider Dhruv Maharaj, when he was insulted, at that time he said, I am going to get a kingdom bigger than my fathers, in my grandfathers, my whole dynasties. Now that, the desire was largely from the mind. The mind had felt hurt because of insult, disrespect, the pride was hurt. But then from that the determination came. And he was ready to perform phenomenal austerity for that. So generally, if the determination comes from the mind, then that is usually something which more or less agrees with the inclination of the mind. That means that a kshatriya, as a kshatriya, kshatriyas also have a lot of determination. But the determination is primarily for, you know, getting power, getting position, getting property. So we are, even materialistic people do have determination. There may be, like say, sometimes some people go to a party where they're going to drink. But if they're going to drive back, even in that drinking, we call it a tamasic activity. But even there may be some sattvaguna. What do you mean by sattvaguna? They may decide. See, if you are going to drive back, you know, today you have to perform austerity. You can't drink today. No, you take some non-alcoholic beverage. And others will drink. Next time in a party, you drink. I will not drink. So even when they are doing the tamasic activity, you could have total tamasic activity where you drink and you try to drive. But even a tamasic activity, even in an activity like drinking, there can be some regulation. Now everybody else is drinking and I decide I will not drink. Now that requires some amount of determination. That person doesn't have the determination to not go to a drinking party itself. And that person doesn't have determination to give up drinking all the time. But they have determination. Right now I won't drink. Why? Because at that time, there is, based on Rajaguna, profit loss calculation. Oh, if I drink and I drive, I get caught. I will lose my license. And that will be a big loss. So basically, we can have determination emerging from the mind also. If the mind is very attached to something, the mind considers something very important, or there are two things which we are evaluating. So sometimes materialistic people may also work extremely hard. Now at one level, we can say people who are materialistic, they are very attached to the body. They want bodily gratification. But when they work very hard, they are actually putting their body to austerity. So in that case, to do that requires determination. But the determination is based on a relative evaluation of which material thing is more important. So in Rajoguna, if I find that something is important for me, if I decide that, then the Rajasic mind can have enormous amount of determination also. Now the expertise of Dhruva Maharaj was, of Narad Muni was that Rajasic determination was directed towards transcendence. Although he wanted a kingdom, but because he was associated with Narad Muni, he was directed towards Krishna. And as he became purified eventually. So determination can come from the mind when the mind considers something very, very important. And determination can also come from the intelligence. That means that if I have studied scripture, if I have deliberated seriously, I understand this is important for me. Then even in the mind, I don't want to do this. No, you are going to do this. So the mind feelings are just fleeting, up and down, but through that we persevere. So in bhakti, I'll be talking about this hopefully in a future session, that, you know, we want to channel the mind also in Krishna's service and we want to channel the intelligence also in Krishna's service. So certain tendencies of the mind may be good also. So in the sense that we like to do certain things. And in that, even if I'd like to do something, you know, I like to write, say. Even when I like to write, at that time, it is not that I always like to write. The mind is, it's very comfortable writing. And if I decide writing is my main service, I can do it very well. So, the mind has a particular inclination, and in that determination is relatively easier to have. Because that's the basic principle of the Varanashram. our vritti, our particular the particular inclination of our varna, where is that situated? It's in subtle body. And the mind is naturally attracted towards that. So we can do it well. But even when we are doing something which we like to do, when we like to do something, determination in that is relatively easier to do. But even in that, there are times when we will not like it. There are writers who get writer's block. Sometimes, you know, we may like to manage, delegate and do things. But sometimes, you know, why do I take this up, you know? I just don't feel like doing it. There's an author who says that writing is very easy. All that you have to do is sit in front of a computer and glare at the screen till drops of blood form on your forehead. So sometimes, even somebody who likes to write, they may not like. Because it's right, nothing seems to be happening. At that time you have to persevere. So we need, for doing something in a sustainable way in our life, we need to channel the mind's inclination. We can be easily determined in that direction. But we want to channel it in a constructive way, like it happened for Dhruva by Narad Muni's direction. But even while doing something which the mind likes to do, where it is easier to be determined, sometimes the mind will be wavering even in that. And that time we need the intelligence. So determination can come both from the mind and the intelligence.